With you here today as we turn the page and flip it over from the spring sports to the summer sports. We will talk a little bit of spring sports coming up. We'll have a tennis report from Randy Krejci here in just a little bit, but we're going to start things off talking some baseball, and we'll do that coming up here in the next couple of moments. Let's take a look at what happened last night and a peek ahead what's coming up today on the docket. First of all, last night, congratulations to Rick Heller and the Iowa baseball team as they topped the University of Houston Cougars last night, 6-3, that in the Houston Regional down in Houston, Texas. So the four-seeded Hawkeyes will take on Texas A&M tonight, and that will be at 7 o'clock as well. Texas A&M beat Baylor earlier in the day, so it'll be the number 3 seed against the number 4 seed. And then this afternoon, it'll be an elimination game between Houston and Baylor, and the winner of that one will stay alive and move on to play coming up on Sunday. So good win, and then Hawkeyes will take on A&M tonight. Nick Gallagher, the former Iowa City West product, will be on the mound tonight for the Hawkeyes. Taking a look at high school baseball from yesterday, we'll talk about this coming up. Linmar and Jefferson split doubleheader yesterday. 6-1 win for Jefferson, a 4-2 win for Linmar. Hempstead and Kennedy had a very interesting doubleheader up in Dubuque. Hempstead won the first game 5-3. Nightcap suspended, tied at 9 apiece. It got dark up there, no lights at Hempstead, so that one stays tied at 9-9. Also, was Iowa City West and Washington splitting a doubleheader. Xavier took 2 from Waterloo East, 14-0 and 10-0 last night. Prairie took 2 from Waterloo West in baseball last night. It was City High beating Cedar Falls in a doubleheader last night, 13-8 and 10-4. And it was also Dubuque Senior knocking off Dubuque Wallert in a single game last night, that by a score of 12-1. Some softball for you from last night down in Iowa City. The West High Invitational going on at the University of Iowa Softball Complex. Pleasant Valley beat Linmar 4-1. Bettendorf also beat Linmar by a score of 8-0. Pleasant Valley then knocked off Prairie, that by a score of 3-2 last night. And also it was Marion beating Waterloo West last night by a score of 17-3 in some high school softball from last night. Tonight, it'll be Nebraska at Cedar Rapids and indoor football. That will get underway at 7 o'clock. That'll be down at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up this evening. And, of course, we got the state soccer tournament going on today at the County Sports Complex in Des Moines. Iowa City West will take on West Des Moines Valley for the 3A state championship. West High beat Bettendorf yesterday 4-1. 2A Xavier will play for the championship. They will take on Norwalk. Xavier beat Iowa Falls Alden yesterday 4-2. And in 1A, it'll be Regina taking on Assumption in the championship game. Regina beat Beckman 1-0 in a shootout yesterday. They won that shootout 5-3. So state soccer going on as well. So spring sports wrapping up, summer sports ramping up, and we'll take a quick break and come back and talk a little baseball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come on this Saturday morning right after this.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
AutoZone presents Keeping Cool. When the AC's on the fritz, your commute becomes a hot mess. Luckily, AutoZone carries AC Pro refrigerant that helps restore cold air in only 10 minutes. And right now, you can get 20 ounces of AC Pro refrigerant with hose and gauge for just $39.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. 908, back with you. Saturday morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Coming up later on, we got baseball this afternoon, 12:30, Cubs and the Cardinals from ESPN coming your way. That'll be on all three of our stations. Again, that will get underway at 12:30. Tonight, game three of the Stanley Cup at 7 o'clock. We'll start off on all three, and then at 8:30, 107.5 FM will break away for the Twins and the Angels. Twins looking for their third straight win in Anaheim. And Irvin Santana on the mound tonight for Minnesota. And again, we'll have that for you coming up at 8:30 tonight. So a lot of baseball and some hockey coming your way today here on KGYM on a hot, hot, sunny Saturday. Going to talk Linmar baseball. Chad Lechner here, the head coach of the Lions, the 2017 Verbacek Metro Baseball Tournament champions, as Linmar got their second ever championship in that, and the first one since back in the 20th century. So congratulations on that, Chad.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah. I know it meant a lot for you guys, and especially, I think, for your assistant coach, Mr. Heald. There.
Yeah, it did. And thanks. And kids played really well. And, yeah, it was kind of special for Coach Heald, as his father actually crafted the trophy in their basement. And so it was just neat to be able to hand it to him and have him give it off to the kids. So it was pretty special.
Yeah. And a good three-game run right there. And with getting the wins over a Mount Vernon team that's going to be very good in their class when it's all said and done. Knocking off Prairie, defending state champions, and then a Wash team that was playing really, really well going into the championship.
Yeah, that was Wash played really, really well. They're very solid. They're going to win, their share of games this year, no doubt about it. They're pretty talented. So that was a big win, and then the first win against Mount Vernon. That first game, you never know what's going to happen, and that was a tight one. And our kids responded well. I believe it was eight innings we were able to come through. And then the Prairie game, it was one of those where we got timely hits and we scored a bunch, and we're fortunate to beat a good team there as well.
Yep, and so you always want to get off to a good start in the season, and that's about as good as it can get.
That's as good as we've started, so it was fun.
Yeah. What'd that do to the team? Just kind of give them a good lift mentally, and had to help the psyche.
Yeah, and I think really boosted the confidence. You know, early in the season, there's a little bit of doubt here and there, and you're not sure about who's going to perform when the lights are turned on and all that type of stuff. And it just seemed like everybody that we threw out there really contributed, and so I think the confidence level went up quite a bit.
And then, of course, it's a baseball season that's 40 games. It's very compact, and you showed that this week. And it was a busy week for you with the Tuesday doubleheader. You had a doubleheader last night, and then, just Waukee coming over in the middle of the week. So
Yep, just Waukee coming over. They're really good, and, we went toe-to-toe with them, and so that was, another kind of confidence builder for us. Had that lead going in late, and then, they compete at the plate. There's not an easy out in their lineup, and they were able to come back on us and get us an extra innings. But we played really well, and gave ourselves a shot. So, and then today we go down to Pleasant Valley, so two more this afternoon, and I think we'll have our whole staff, have thrown significant innings then by the end of today.
Yeah, and Saturday games are always very interesting.
Yep. Fortunately for us, we're able to have two seniors starting games on the mound today, so we should be in good situation there.
Well, talking about pitching, got good pitching in the Metro Tournament. Got a great game from Josh Strauss last night, and he's a senior. It's been off to a good start for you.
Yeah, really good start. He's really stepped up through extremely well, both against Prairie and last night. So he's locating really well, and a lot of confidence on the mound. And both he and Kirby Kerr are really throwing well right now for us.
And you got to have those seniors, you got to have those pitchers, because like we said, in a compressed season like it is here in the state of Iowa, pitching is so key.
Yep, so key. And with the new pitch count rule, you got to watch that a little bit. So you got to have depth, and it seems like we do this year. And we knew we had good depth going in with the pitching. How they're going to be able to throw against competition is another story sometimes, but this year they've all really done well, everybody that we've thrown out there on the mound. So we're still figuring out a little bit, who's a better look to come off of who and those types of things. But the kids have really stepped up. We knew they needed to step up, and grow up a little bit on the mound from last year, and they certainly have shown they're able to do that this year so far.
Well, the $64,000 question is the new pitching rule, and it's only been 2 or 3 weeks into the season, but good, bad, indifferent, what are your feelings so far?
Well, you know, I think it's good. You know, the intention is certainly good to protect kids' arms and those types of things. You just, with anything new, you're on a little bit of a learning curve, some things pop up that maybe you didn't anticipate beforehand. You know, like last night we were, a little thin here at the end of the week with and two games coming up today with our bullpen. And so Josh Strauss throwing a complete game last night really, really helped us out in that situation. But kind of late in that game, we're in a situation where, one of Jefferson's better hitters is up and we get behind in the count 2-0. And, we consider, do we just put him on or do we pitch to him? We end up pitch to him, goes to a full count, but that extends Josh's pitch count when he's up towards the getting close to the end of his pitch count for today. And, so if we just put him on, maybe we save 7 pitches, and think reflecting back on it, maybe that's he's either able to close the game or not close the game on a decision like that. So some interesting things occur.
Well, and that you wouldn't have thought of over the winter.
Right. No, you don't. Can't anticipate that type of situation always.
Well, it's interesting because just talking with some of the coaches and reading things, some of the 1As and 2As are talking about the fact that they may have to cut back on games now just because they don't have the pitchers with the new rule, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, and I was talking to some coaches from smaller schools in the off season, and that was kind of their big concern was not being able to play as many games. You just can't do it, and that's that's unfortunate for kids want to play and they want to get at bats, and you just don't have the arms to do it necessarily. But
yeah. You got to find more pitchers now.
It's going to help the more you can find. So, I think, you need to just kind of have everybody be a pitcher, especially at a smaller school. The earlier you can start just teaching pitching and having kids throw, and whether that's, Little League and those types of things. I mean, the more kids that get experience throwing, you never know who's going to, maybe blossom a little bit. But I think that's key for programs, whatever size, I think, is to have as many kids learning how to pitch a little bit. As soon as they can, probably.
Yeah. Well, you got 31 on the team, so you got some possibilities for pitchers.
Yeah, we do. We have depth, there's no doubt, and a bunch of good kids. So.
Yeah. Well, how about pitching so far? We mentioned Josh Strauss, off to a good start. Who else, some of your starters, and who's getting the ball as well?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Josh Gassman has thrown really well for us when he's not pitching. He's our shortstop, and we talked to him before the season, and we knew that he was going to have to be one of those guys that steps up on the mound and throws more innings for us. And we'll find a shortstop, somebody to play shortstop because he's going to have to go to the mound. Kirby Kerr, as I mentioned, is throwing extremely well as well. I don't think he's given up a run yet, so his outings have been very efficient. Josh Hilsenbeck is a junior who's got some relief innings for us, and he's going to be a guy that we look to start extending a little bit more. Nate Annis threw really well against Waukeef. Just did an outstanding job against a very, very tough hitting lineup up and down the order. Reed Zarodnik is a junior pitcher who's been in relief for us, does a really nice job. Aaron Pastolka, another one of our seniors who's getting one of the starts today on the mound. Rylan Lechner's thrown some innings in relief, done a nice job there. Camden Thornhill, tall lefty, did a really nice job also against Waukee, came in relief against Waukee. Michael Olson, another senior, who's be throwing today for us. And then we've got a few other juniors that, we'll need to throw some relief innings for us as well.
Yeah, because there'll be some weeks where you get a schedule like that, and yep, then you can get some rain, and then you never know when you're going to need some pitchers in a tight situation.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's going on. Well, how about kind of go through your lineup and talk about those guys?
Sure, sounds good. We have 14 seniors on the team, and they're getting a lot of at bats.
And that's
right
a
now.
Great thing.
Great thing.
Because that's a rarity in Iowa.
Yeah, it is, and it helps in a lot of ways. It helps with they know. What's expected, in practice situations, the culture that we're trying to build, how to go out and compete, how to have varsity at bats, and not necessarily just getting fastballs down the middle to hit, but having plans at the plate. So they've been through all of that stuff already, and That's shown with the way we've started this year that you know, we were able to play well at the beginning. And a lot of that's just from senior leadership, and those guys haven't been through it before one time. So our seniors are just kind of going through the roster here on jersey numbers. Rylan Lechner is a third baseman for us, having a nice season. Reese Phillips, first base, doing a really nice job. Kirby Kerr, as we talked about before, when he's not pitching in the outfield, and is an exceptional outfielder. Josh Gassman, our shortstop. Michael Olson, senior pitcher. Josh Strauss, we talked about, when he's not pitching, he's in center field. Really solid outfielder for us as well. Jared Feigenbaum is another senior outfielder for us, and is one of the guys that does a bunch of running for us off of the bench. Aaron Pastolka, senior pitcher. Jared Zieser, senior second baseman, doing a real nice job, especially at the plate. It's kind of given us a lift there towards the bottom of the order. Had one of our hits against Vanscoy last night, so he's doing a really nice job. Matt Conan, senior catcher. Jacob McNeil, a senior third baseman, infielder. We have Ben Diesler is our catcher, senior catcher, and does a real nice job at the plate as well. Very solid player. Alex Stryker, senior second baseman. He and Jared Zieser are splitting time at second base right now, and both of them are playing really well to start the season. And that's, I believe, our 14 seniors. We also have then our juniors that are contributing. Cole Wright is a catcher, first baseman, has been getting some DH at-bats for us right now. Nate Annis, as I mentioned, on the mound, pitcher for us, junior pitcher, threw real well against Waukee. Trot Carey, an outfielder, has been getting some starts in the outfield for us, a solid junior player for us. Justin Abel is a middle infielder, has the ability to do some shortstop and second base. Reed Zarodnik, as I mentioned, on the mound for us. Josh Hilsenbeck, pitcher, shortstop, a nice hitter also to get at-bats in the order. I believe I left out Trey Noble, senior outfielder, who had start for us at the beginning of the year, and he kind of got a leg injury back in he missed like the entire basketball season because of a broken leg. And so he's coming back off of that and kind of jammed it, jammed his leg a little bit in the Metro tournament. So he's on the injured reserve right now, but he's going to have a nice year for us in the outfield. Just got to get him healthy. Tyler Green, junior catcher, started a game, second game last night behind the plate. And that's a bunch of our juniors that are helping us out anyway at this time.
Yeah, and a lot of people on the roster, and it's a blessing, and sometimes it's a hindrance. But 31 is that's a lot.
It's a lot, and we're figuring some things out as we go. We have to change some things. You know, the way that we ran practices early in the year in terms of trying to get at bats, and you just can't do it the way that you've always done it. And you're going to be out there for 3-4 hours trying to get everybody in at bat. So we. Fortunately, we have a real nice facility, and we're able to do some things with moving some kids around and just kind of changing things up a little bit. And the kids seem to respond to how we did it this year, and we just don't want to be out there for 3 hours. But you still got to get your swings in. So
absolutely, and it's a team. You got a lot of multi-sport guys, a lot of football players, some basketball players out there. You got Mr. Stryker, a wrestler, of course,
yep.
And so that's good to see.
Yeah, good to see, and it helps too in terms of, you know, when the lights go on, there's you know, in the Metro tournament there wasn't a lot of deer in the headlight looks. You know, some of that's seniors being through it before, but a lot of it too is those kids have been out on the football field on Friday nights, or you know, basketball games and those types of things. So they're not rattled, you know, with the crowd and the intensity of the game and that type of stuff. So I think that pays big dividends.
Yeah, and of course you get to coach your son this year again, and that's a nice feeling too.
Yeah, it's fun. He's a good kid and works hard, and so we're enjoying it.
I remember when he was about 2 feet tall too.
Yeah, I know, it goes fast, much too fast.
It does, and now he's graduating.
Yep,
graduating high school anyway. And this we talked a little bit about it before we got going today. This conference this year, of course, Prairie winning it last year, all MVC final, and. West has got another terrific team. There are a lot of really good teams this year. It's going to be tough, like you said, to get those sweeps and doubleheaders this year.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. We talked to kids a little bit last night about that, where, you know, if you can at least split against good teams, you have a shot at the end, you know, to maybe be in the discussion about, you know, conference title. But it's going to be very interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of splits. There's a lot, as you mentioned, a lot of just very solid teams and some very good baseball players in the area as well. And so I think you're going to see a pretty tight conference race coming down the end here.
Yeah, still a lot of baseball left to be played.
A lot of baseball to be played.
Yeah, a lot of them to. And you got a busy Saturday, and you got a busy week next week too, with a lot of games, and I think your tournament next Saturday.
Yeah, we gonna be busy, and you know that's good early. Get a bunch of at bats. We're gonna see good pitching. I think our non-conference schedule is tough, and you know the hope there is that. You know, if you see enough good pitching, you know, throughout the season, then at the end of the season, you're able to maybe do something with good pitching. So we got some quality opponents and a bunch of games coming up, so it should be fun.
Yeah, Monday a doubleheader over at Prairie, and that'll be a very good doubleheader over there with the Hawks.
Yep, as you know, we were fortunate in the Metro tournament to play well, but it'll be a whole new game on Monday, and they're an excellent team, so we're going to have to bring our A game.
And you mentioned your facility over there, and a top-notch facility for the Lions over at Lau Park, and it's tremendous.
Yeah, it's special for the kids. You know, when we talk about it, make sure that they appreciate how nice it is. You know, and I know when Waukee came over, you know, we talked about the diamond and stuff, and they were very impressed. They hadn't been there before. We've been playing them for about 4 years, and every time they're supposed to come, it's been rained out. So they're excited to come see our field, you know, so we've talked about it with them. It's really nice, and having the extra freshman field is you know, alleviates a lot of wear and tear on the main diamond, and then also allows us a lot of flexibility with practice times in the summer and those types of things. So our grounds crew does a great job. You know, we're very fortunate to have just such a beautiful facility, and I'm proud that we were able to, you know, win the High School Baseball Coaches Association Diamond of the Year award again this last year.
Yeah, and that says a lot about you guys and the people that help as well.
Yep. A lot of people put in a lot of time and effort on it, so we appreciate all that they do.
Yep. How about the numbers for the rest of the programs up and down the other levels? Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. I think we have about 33 sophomores out right now. So, difficult thing is getting playing time for everybody, especially early. I know we're taking a few sophomores to fill out a JV roster today. We're kind of having a split squad. We're taking a group of RC players to PV with us, and then we're having some. Others get at-bats today in Jefferson JV tournament, and then some sophomores will get some at-bats there as well. So, but, you know, 33 again, great numbers, great to see the enthusiasm. You know, that's what you want as a baseball coach. You know, I love the game and love to see kids play it, and so that's great. We have three freshman teams as well, about 15 kids on a team there. So they're the ones with the new pitching rule that are probably going to maybe have the most difficult time with it, with you know, with 15 kids on a team. But we may have some kids bounce around between those teams to fill innings on the mound as needed.
All right. And they all get at-bats, which is good.
That's good. That's what you want at that age.
Yep, and to keep them excited about the sport. And your staff, it's a good one. Talk about those guys up and down the program.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to have just a great staff. John Heald, as we mentioned, is as good a baseball mind as is out there. Phil Katz, you know, Hall of Fame coach, very fortunate to have him, you know, helping out with us as well. Rob Sternfeld's been with me a long time as an assistant coach too. So, you know, we're gelling pretty well and kind of know what everybody's role is. And, it's gone really well, so far this year. And then at the sophomore level, Andy Lapel is, his second year with us, Key High guy. So he's been around baseball for quite a while, does a nice job. Mark Bugenhagen is helping him out as his assistant this year. And then at the freshman level, we have Mike Zarnecki, Tristan Evans, and a former player, Devin Bettman, first year with us.
Yeah, good to have those former players back too.
Yeah, yeah, great to have them around and have them give back to kids and stuff. And he's a great kid and is going to do a nice job.
Yeah, and we're still early in the season anyway, but sometimes in these Saturday doubleheaders, you find some things which you don't know that are going to happen. Sometimes you find a diamond in the rough a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. And you always have those those kids that you think are going to be able to help you out, and it's hard to find time in conference games and stuff. And now today is a chance to throw a couple kids out there and see how they respond. So. There's a few kids that will get some at-bats today that we haven't had a chance to necessarily yet, and we think are going to do well for us, and I'm sure they'll do well today.
One of the people that don't follow baseball religiously, as far as high school baseball are concerned, they say they look at splits and things like that and say, well, maybe they're not as good as – but it's anybody can beat anybody on a given day in baseball, and it just depends a lot on who's out on the mound and your week as far as how many games you had.
Yeah, that's right. Depends on where you're at in your pitching staff order, and there's times we've gone and played maybe out of conference some good quality teams like a Waukee or somebody of that nature, and it might be our eighth games of the week, and we're throwing down in our pitching rotation and we've shown up and they've thrown their number 2-3 guy against us, and so if you look at that score and it doesn't look maybe reflective of how close the game really was.
So there's always that, and that's the fun part about summer baseball in the state of Iowa.
That's for sure.
Well, Chad, congratulations on the Metro Championship, and best of luck this year to the Lions, and good luck in the doubleheader today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words, road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We are back on the Coach's Corner 932. Our thanks to Chad Lechner, Linmar baseball coach, for joining us here and talking Linmar baseball. Baseball season underway, summer underway, softball underway. Mentioned the spring sports wrapping up today, as a matter of fact, as we've got golf in the rearview mirror. We had singles and doubles tennis. We got team tennis going on today, and track, of course, was last weekend, so or 2 weekends ago, as a matter of fact. So a lot to get to, and we're going to talk some tennis right now. And Randy Krejci is live at the it was singles and doubles. Now it's team tennis, and he's going to get us an update on what's happening over there right now. Randy, good morning. What's going on?
Well, good. Good to hear your voice, Scott. And I didn't get to hear the whole program. That's mildly disappointing. But I guess I'll have to tune in next week. But anyway, yeah, we're kind of involved in Class 1A tennis here in Iowa City. But let's review some of our area athletes that did very well yesterday. Oddly enough, the state doubles final had the same two schools competing against one another, and that was Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids, Washington. Iowa City West was actually the number 4 seed, Cedar Rapids, Washington, the number 3 seed, but they played for all the marbles yesterday, and Emma Cook and Abby Jans won it all for Iowa City West, for Coach Amy Villarini's squad, and they won in straight sets over the number 3 seed. That was Hannah Sherman and Kelly King, the top two players for Coach John Gianforte's Warriors. So that was very, very good for the Mississippi Valley Conference. And, of course, Cook also is a very good basketball player for B.J. Mayer's team at West High. And so a great year on both the basketball floor and the tennis court for Miss Cook. And then in the large schools, the singles competition, the regional runner-up was Amelia Perubson of Bettendorf, Rivermont. She actually doesn't attend classes at Bettendorf. She's at that Rivermont Academy, but she ended up being the state champion, so she won it all. She defeated the Mississippi Valley Conference Athlete of the Year in tennis, Val Caro of Cedar Rapids Prairie, 6-4, 6-2 for that championship. But Caro did defeat Lily Feldman of Pleasant Valley in a big 3-set semifinal, so Caro earned her way into that championship match. And from the corridor area, B. Hutza James, the best player out of City High of Iowa City, she ended up finishing 7th in the state. She edged out Sydney Rottinghouse of Mason City in 3 sets in that consolation final. And then the Class 1A singles championship, wow, there's a young lady, only a sophomore, and Anata Cherenkul, and she is from Fairfield High School, and she finishes the year 25-0, and she defeated Olivia Fain of Waterloo Columbus, 6-1, 6-4. And, of course, Fain won the state championship a year ago, but Anata was too much yesterday and was a straight-set victor. It was very interesting. Anata Cherenkul actually won her first 3 matches in the tournament, 6-0, 6-0. And then the first player that was able to even get a game off of her was Olivia Fain in that state championship. But Waterloo Columbus, it's kind of considered like a doubles factory when it comes to the state tennis meets, because Waterloo Columbus has won more doubles titles than any school in Class 1A or Class 2A. And this year, no exception, a senior, Lauren McManus, and a sophomore, Taylor Hogan, teamed up, and for the second year in a row, they ended up winning the state doubles title. They defeated a team from Waverly Shell Rock, Maddie Overman and Chelsea Pesch. So that was a big one there. And then Stephanie Bush from Davenport Assumption ended up finishing 5th in the state in singles. She had a very good tournament. She was third place finisher in the Mississippi Athletic Conference, and then ended up 5th in the state, just to show the strength of that particular league. And she defeated Sarah Abuname from Cedar Rapids Xavier in that 5th place match. And from kind of from our area, the Decorah team of Anna Spencer and Karina Yee, they got 5th place in the state in doubles. And Dubuque Wallard actually had the 6th and 7th place teams in doubles. And now what's happening today, Scott, in Class 2A, and they're playing at the beautiful Ankeny Tennis Complex, where they've got not only a great facility, but 16 courts available to them. And Pleasant Valley, out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference, is facing Ames High School in 1 semifinal. And, of course, Iowa City West They're the MVC. I should mention that Iowa City West is playing in the tournament. They're led by number one player Emma Cook, and they're battling West Des Moines Dowling Catholic in the other semifinal. And so both Ames High and Dowling are in the semis, and they come out of the Central Iowa Metropolitan League. And Pleasant Valley is the opponent of Ames High, and they are out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference and come in with an unblemished record. And then here in Class 1A, and we're playing right at the Klotz Tennis Center on the campus of the University of Iowa, Scott, beautiful Division I facility, and Waterloo Columbus. They're coached by 69-year young legendary coach Dave Will. And interestingly enough, he's in his 46th year of coaching the Sailors after 3 years of coaching golf for Waterloo Columbus. And they are taking on the Northeast Iowa Conference house, Waverly Shell Rock, and the Gohawks are coached by Scott Drode. So that's a good match on right before us. And the other semifinal here finds the only team that's undefeated in Class 1A, and that's the Shenandoah Phillies, and they are taking on from the Mississippi Valley Conference Maria McDonald and her Dubuque Waller Golden Eagles. And so all these semifinals started at 9 o'clock this morning, Scott, at both Ankeny and here in Iowa City. And then as soon as these semifinals are done, then we have a one-hour break, and then we play off for the consolation for third and fourth place in the state of Iowa, and then the state championship match will start simultaneously with the consolation. So we'll figure out the four best teams in the state of Iowa in tennis. And we figured in Class 1A, we definitely got the best four here because they all won very easily in the quarterfinal round to make it to the state tournament here in Iowa City and Ankeny, respectively. And so we've got some great tennis, and that kind of winds things down. And then the only thing that's left in tennis for high school kids will be next Tuesday. The state co-ed meet will be held in the Des Moines area. And so we still have that coming up. And, of course, Iowa is the only state in the United States of America that has a state mixed doubles competition. So that's really a neat thing that they have both classes of competition that's pretty much played in one day. And so next Tuesday's the date of that big event. So that kind of brings us up to date at this moment, and we appreciate getting a chance to visit on Coach's Corner today.
Absolutely. And hey, Randy, appreciate it. Thanks for all the great help over the last few days, and have fun in the sun today.
Hey, it's kind of beating down here, but we're making sure everybody gets plenty of fluids in them, and I think we're gonna be okay. So a lot of fun tennis yet here at the University of Iowa.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Randy.
You bet.
Randy Krejci reporting from down at the University of Iowa as the tennis tournament going on down there. We will take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come after this.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
9:42, back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here. Going to get you back to ESPN programming and the Darian Mel Show with Dan Dockich filling in for Mel Kiper Jr. here today. Coming up, we've got Cub Cardinal Baseball coming up at 12:30 for you on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. That from ESPN Radio. Tonight, coverage of the Stanley Cup. Nashville hosting Pittsburgh Game 3 tonight with the Penguins up 2-0. We'll have it on all three frequencies starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And then at 8:30, 107.5 FM, the North Gym will break away for Twins baseball. Twins looking for their third in a row as they take on the LA Angels tonight. And that will get underway at 8:30. I want to thank Chad Lechner, Linmar baseball coach, for stopping by. Thanks to Randy Krejci for his report from Iowa City as well on state tennis going on down there for Class 1A and also going over Class 2A as well. Have a great, great weekend, everyone. We're going to send you back to ESPN programming as you've been listening to The Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
The Right Time with Bomani Jones, weekdays from 4 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio or on the ESPN app.
It's an NBA Monday with Mike and Mike. The guys are live with complete reaction from Game 2 of the NBA Finals with Bomani.